proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Our exposition of the 11th chapter of Hebrews will continue with a list of the various negative outcomes experienced by people who manifested their faith in God. Such consequences seem unpleasant from the reader's perspective, not to mention the perspective of those who suffered. Yet, negative outcomes form a larger part of the picture that the author of Hebrews wanted to present. He needed to remind his readers that, on occasion, bad things will happen to people who manifest their faith in God. Because of their faith, some people underwent testing. There's a difference between the concept of testing and tempting. God tests a person in order to reveal to them the content of their character. The devil tempts a person with the objective of calling that person to sin and offend God. Some people of faith underwent testing. The term translated tempted here referred to those experienced trials, those who experienced trials designed to test a person's faith. Job served as a notable example of someone who underwent sorrow and affliction as a direct consequence of his faith in God. As God said in the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, quote, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings," unquote. Because of their faith, some people were killed by the sword. James, the brother of John, suffered that fate at the hand of Herod Agrippa, as recorded in Acts chapter 14. According to history, furthermore, the Roman authorities executed Paul by beheading him with a sword. Because of their faith, some people experienced material hardship. In a sense, the words of Hebrews 11 metaphorically describe the conditions endured by David and his men during that interval when David fled from King Saul. David and his troops dwelt in caves. They abode in deserts. They hid in the mountains of Judea, leaving the comfort of their homes to live as outlaws. Others who exercised their faith in God in the words of the author of Hebrews, they, quote, "wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented," unquote. The first phrase might have indicated those people whom those societies had cast off as being undesirables. Having to clothe themselves in the skin of animals hinted at the degree of such outcasts' economic deprivation. Their peers would likely subject them to ridicule, perhaps even to persecution, because these heroes of faith took a stand for God against the prevailing cultural forces of their time. After all, few individuals desire to follow the path of John the Baptist, someone who clothed himself in rough garments and consumed locusts and wild honey while in the desert. Exemplars of faith also, quote, "wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth," unquote. That turn of phrase also suggested the isolation experienced by those who walked according to God's directives. That was the lifestyle of King David and his men when they fled for Saul. They had to live like this because of Saul's opposition to David as God's chosen successor. They had to live as outcasts, separated from society, because of the anger that that king, Saul, experienced, knowing that David was to be his anointed successor. They had done nothing wrong other than follow God's man, and yet they still had to suffer bad things as a consequence of their faith. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.